Welcome to the Build Direct Blog. Hello, I'm Jonathan Narvi with the Build Direct Blog once again, and I'm talking today with Katharina, or Nina Nordbeck, who is an interior design graduate from the Sheffield School in New York, where she was an Award of Merit recipient. Originally an international business and communications professional, she was drawn to interior design after having renovated and decorated many homes for friends and of her own. She created Interior Design North in 2011, a blog initially for local design finds. So great talking to you today, Nina.
Yeah, great to talk with you, Jonathan.
Okay, so our topic for today is to do with designing for the seasons, or seasonal design, being inspired by the spring, summer, fall, winter. So I was wondering if maybe you could, give us a basic 101 on what is seasonal design about. Maybe you could give us some examples of seasonal design that you've worked with in your own projects, or projects that you found interesting.
Sure, Jonathan. Yeah, seasonal design, that's very interesting. I mean, we're all affected by what's going on outside our windows, right? So right now we have spring here in Northern Ontario, and we have the lilacs in full bloom, and the trees are blooming, and there are lots of color out there. So for me, it's quite natural then to bring a little bit of that outdoors inside. And really, you can do a lot of things just by maybe switching out the placemat you have at home and the napkins, and just bring in some more colorful, more color into your home. For example, a bright green or a lime yellow, for example, those are very fun and cheery colors now for the spring. So that you can, with very simple methods, you can spruce up your home for the season. Also with accent pillows, it's very easy too, and that's not a huge investment, just going out and buying some new accent pillows for your couch. Maybe taking away that throw that you had during the winter, which is more of a muted, darker color, and bring in some happy, refreshing colors there as well. So those are very simple things you can do. Another trick that I use a lot is to, now in the spring, I bring a lot of branches. I cut branches from, maple trees, just a few of them, and put them in a large vase and let them, take center stage either on your dining table or in a corner, where you need a little bit of height in a corner or a little bit of color. That's a very easy way to just bring the outdoors in, and fresh flowers as well. So that's some ideas for summer, for example.
And do you find that people get inspired by seasonal design sort of throughout the year? And how would they act on that maybe in the fall or winter?
Yeah, well, in the fall and winter, the climate changes, starting to be colder, and we want to spend more time inside. We want to make it more comfortable and cozy inside. So then you might want to, if you haven't had an air rug before in an area in your home, you might want to consider buying an area rug just to give that extra layer of warmth and texture in your room. And also maybe your window treatment, you might, for the summer, you wanted as much light to come in as possible. But then in the winter, the days are getting shorter, and you want to have more of an intimate atmosphere inside. So you want to have more textiles in general. So window treatment then is a really good way of, if you put up new drapes, and that's a nice way of making it more cozy inside. And in general, as I said, with throws and pillows, You might want to go with more fall colors instead of the cheery summer colors. You might want to choose more of a plum color or a deeper mustard or moss green or whatever, you know, works in your space. So that's more for the colder seasons. You might want to make it warmer inside. I think that's quite natural feeling that we want to achieve that time of the year.
So it sounds like a lot of it is to do with color and taking care of the little details, not necessarily going overboard, but, you know, maybe having a bit of, you know, being inspired by your intuition and your emotion.
Right.
Yeah.
And even, you know, you might, if you have a couch that allows for, that has a slip cover, you might have different slip covers for different seasons, and that can make a dramatic change in your home. You can get a completely new sensation and feeling in your room when you have, you know, say you have your summer slip cover on your couch, and then, you know, it transforms into a light and breezy room, whereas in the winter you put on a darker colored slip cover, and then it becomes more of an intimate piece of furniture again. So a lot that has to do with texture and material as well.
Well, thanks very much for all of the information today, Nina. I just wanted to say again that the Interior Design North blog, you can find it and lots of great interior design ideas at interiordesignnorth.blogspot.ca. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Good to talk with you, Jonathan. Thank you.